KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live. Stream at KINYradio.com and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Well, and welcome to that very Gold Medal Basketball Booth here at the George Houston Gym at the Juno Douglas High School campus. I'm Mike Clasby, bringing you the second game of eight today. These first four games in the morning and early afternoon are loser out. Our game that just finished up was Masters competition, Angoon going against Klukwan. Klukwan won that one 66-55. We had four lead changes, and Angoon led for quite a while in the first half, but weren't able to hang in there. This now is women's competition between Yakutat and Angoon. And for Yakutat, they've got Marina Olney Miller, Kim Armendez Bueller, Nadine Fraker, Trinity Jackson, Jackie Porter, Lorena Williams, Rose Fraker, sister to Nadine, Cheyenne Latu, Janie Jensen, Shea Jensen, and Charnel Vail Jones. Most of those girls in the past games here have got some time on the floor, almost all of the team. For Angoon, it'll be Carmelita Estrada, Zaya Fair, Cheyenne Kukesh, Samantha Ramey, Samara Kukesh, Kiara Kukesh, as we've got three Kukesh gals on here, Roxanne Braley, Patricia O'Brien, Gabby George Frank, Trisha Human, Jolynn Peck-Trippi, and Frances Down. And I think in the last couple games, I also saw action from most of those. So in loser out, it will be a good game here, hopefully. We're going to take no or not, as we just have a zero on the clock, and you heard the buzzer in the background. So we'll keep it right here for the tip-off for the start of this game. Next coming up today will be C competition at 1 o'clock. It'll be Klukwan and Metlakatla again in loser out. And then at 2:30, Haynes and Angoon will go in B competition. We'll take a break if we have time then between the 2:30 start and the 4:30 game, which is up next in Matt's Masters. Those will be semifinal games. Sitka and Huna. Women's competition will be Haynes and POW, the defending champion from last year. C will be Huna and Heidelberg, as will be at 9 o'clock, Heidelberg going against Huna. All right, the gals coming out yesterday. We had Yakutat and Huna, and they both came out in exactly the same jersey with, you know, blue, black colors and red letters. And I'll tell you, that was a tough one to try and keep score or keep track of who was who. But right now we've got Yakutat in the black jerseys with red letters outlined in white. And we've got Angoon in white jerseys. They'll be heading left to right, right to left here, as Yakutat will be going left to right. So we're ready at center jump circle. Ball's in the air, and Human will get it for Angoon, and there's going to be the start of your ball game, ladies and gentlemen, as Human will come down. She'll give it off straight away to Kiara Kukesh. They work it down on the baseline, and an attempted shot slapped away, and rebounds clear, or the stolen ball goes over to Yakutat. They're going to come down, and they'll give it away to Lorena Williams, and Lorena drives the right side baseline, puts it up off the glass for two, and Klukwan gets the early lead. Carmelita Estrada coming down, setting things up for the gals from Angoon. Carmelita will pass out as she goes over to Cheyenne Kukesh. Back out top of the key, off to number 22. That's another Kukesh in there. And that is, that's Gabby George Frank, sorry. Gabby tries to pass it down in the baseline. Shot misses. Rebound cleared off. Yakutat will come down. Top of the key will be Lorena Williams. Williams looks left, goes right. Bounce pass on the near side. She gives it off to Kim Bueller. Bueller passes it and stolen away. Yakutat with a two-point lead. Turns the ball over. Here comes Carmelita Estrada to set up the game for the Angoon gal. She'll go over right side. Gives off to Human. Tasha passes down, turnaround jumper in the paint. That one is up and misses by Gabby George Frank. And Yakutat will bring it back down as they control the boards. Back we go. Lorena Williams tries a three. Right side rims in. Halfway down, won't go. Pops back out of the rim and cleared off by number 14, Jackie Porter in. Porter for Angoon. Now gives off to Kim Bueller. Kim will set up the play. They work it down underneath on the baseline, as a nice pass went to Tasha Human, who turned around and gave it to Gabby Frank. And Gabby gets two, and we're tied at two. Back we go the other direction with Yakutat, moving left to right. Out at midcourt, it'll be Nadine Fraker, first time to handle the ball for Yakutat. She'll pass it off and a long three, left side. That one put up by number 12, Trinity Jackson, whose three-point shot misses. Back over now as they get the rebound, set it up to Fraker near side. Fraker back over to Bueller. Bueller, top of the key, looks left, passes right. She gives back off to Trinity Jackson. Jackson and Nadine Fraker back in on the give and go. Nice play. Off-balance shot up by Lorena Williams, but she makes it drop. She was in control. Looked like she was out of balance, but it's 4-2 as she gets all 4 points and lets the Yakutat retain the lead. Back we go, Estrada for Angoon. Estrada will pass it off, gives off to Tiara Kukesh, who tries a three from the left side. Tiara's shot misses, back the other direction. Lorena Williams with Yakutat. She's going to shoot three from the right side. That might have only been two. Let's see. Yep, it was a two. She had her left foot inside the three-point line. So it's 6-2 now, and she's got all the scores for Yakutat. Angoon down, almost throws it away. As right there's Lorena Williams to break it up. They bring it back out top of the key to set it up again, as it'll be Estrada. Estrada, left-hand high post, works it down inside to Jackie Porter. Whistle and our first foul of the ball game, and that will go against Kluckwan, and that'll bring Jackie Porter to the free throw line. Foul goes on number 5, Cheyenne Kukesh. Porter's shot from the stripe is up and good. She'll shoot another. So it's now a 7-3 ball game. Whoops, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong end here. That's number 14 is Kiara Kukesh shooting. She makes the first one. 6-3. Next one's up, but she gets a pair. And the foul goes against, that foul was actually on Kim Bueller. Very easy to get your teams reversed here. Back we go the other direction. Yakutat with a two-point lead has the ball. Back they'll come down. Work it in. Stolen ball, Angoon. Carmelita Estrada gets the outlet pass from Heumann, but she can't drive it down all the way in the lane as she gets shut off by Williams. So now Angoon will set it up. They'll go over. Top of the key. They give it to Gabby. Gabby's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. Frank down on the near side. She's going to give off to Trinity Jackson. Jackson tries a three. That one won't go. Ball out of bounds. So 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. 6-4. Yakutat with a two-point lead, and it'll be Angoon's ball in backcourt. Outlet pass in is going to be Cheyenne Kukesh. She goes into Samara Kukesh. Samara back to Cheyenne. Samara goes left. Cheyenne brings it down top of the key. She'll dribble left, now goes right, passes over to the far side, and she passed it over to Kiara Kukesh. Kiara went right, ball went left, and they give each other a little hand slap as the ball was out of bounds, and a turnover for Angoon gives it back to Yakutat, and it'll be Lorena Williams to come down. Lorena almost loses it, and slapped away by Tasha Heumann. Yakutat with the ball inside. Lorena Williams on the give and go. That one was Janie Jensen in now. Janie tries a layup, won't go. Rebound cleared off Angoon. They're going to go far side. Samara Kukesh. 6-4. Yakutat with a 2-point lead. Angoon with the ball. Far side is Cheyenne Kukesh. Down we go. Open on the right. Left side is Tasha Heumann. Tasha's shot. Turnaround jumper's up. No good. Goes after her own rebound. And we have a timeout called by Angoon. It's going to be a 30. We'll take a break in the action with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's Yakutat 6 and Angoon 4 in ladies' competition at gold medal basketball.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, after the timeout, it'll be Angoon into inbound it underneath their own bucket. Outlet pass goes into Kiara Kukesh, now to Samara Kukesh. She tried to bounce past it inside. That was going to be intended for Gabby Frank, but Yakutat got a foot on it, knocked it away. They're going to call it a kick ball. So it'll be Angoon to bring it in again. It's Tasha Heumann inbounds it for Yakutat. She goes to Kiara Kukesh, back to Tasha. Tasha puts the shot up, misses, gets her own rebound, goes up again, gets slapped. She'll go to the free throw line. And that foul will go against number 23. That is Janie Jensen in for Yakutat. Tasha Heumann, number 32, gets her first bucket as that one's up and good. And now it's 6-5, a one-point game. We could be tied at 6. She gets ready, set for a second. Up, in, and no good. And we're not tied. And Yakutat gets the rebound. It'll be Fraker. Bring it down right side. Nadine with the ball. Passes top of the key to Lorena Williams. Works it up underneath. Reverse layup. In and nice play for Yakutat. And that one is Rose Fraker to get her first time to handle the ball. And she puts up a reverse layup and it's good for two. Now we go the other way. Angoon, long shot. 3 points. Land. Cheyenne Kukesh. Shot misses. Whistle foul. That's going to go against number 32, and we have a 32 on each team. But it's going to be Angoon's ball in, so that'll go against Yakutat. Shane Jensen, Angoon with the inbounds pass straight away. Oh, my goodness, in and out, won't go as the pass went into Kiara Kukesh. She drove the lane from the left, laid it up, rimmed around, and it just snapped out of there. Back we go as Yakutat gets the rebound, and it'll be Shane Jensen to set up the play. She's going to work it down. Inside to Rose Fraker. Fraker shot up, misses. Attempted conversion up by Marina Miller in now for Yakutat. Her shot misses as well. And we come down the other way as Cheyenne Kukesh will set it up. Kukesh goes over now to Gabby Frank for Angoon. Back to Tasha Heumann. Heumann goes left, now right, back in the corner. Outlet pass to Kiara Kukesh. Now they work it inside. And putting it up in the lane will be Gabby George Frank. But Gabby's going to be fouled as her shot misses. And Yakutat with a 3-point lead, 8-5. We'll see Angoon at the free throw line in the person of number 22, Gabby George Frank. That was the first foul on number one, Marina Miller. 8-6 now as that bucket's up and it's good. 2-point game. Gabby sets for the second. This one's way off to the left. Rebound cleared off by Nadine Fraker. Now coming in for Angoon is number 33. Jolynn Peck-Trippi is going to sit down. Is that Tasha? Yes, it is. So outlet pass in backcourt for Yakutat. Trinity Jackson will bring it down. Jackson to the right side. Back out. Shot inside the three-point circle by Nadine Fraker on the left side. Her shot on this. Rebound. Fast break. Samara Kukesh lays it up. Nope, she's going to be blocked. She did lay it up, but coming down to break it up, I think that is Trinity. Yep, it is Trinity Jackson, and Trinity will get the foul. So that'll bring Kukesh to the line. And Samara puts her first shot up on the free throw stripe, and that one misses. 8-6. Angoon down by two. They could use a pair of free throws right now as that one misses again. And they're going to say they stepped in the lane, so it'll be Yakutat ball in backcourt. Outlet pass goes in from Nadine Fraker over to Trinity Jackson. Jackson drives to the left side, now tries to put it in the paint as she looks to go to Shea Jensen. Jensen ends up on the ground. Official ends up with a whistle and a foul. That's going to be against Samara Kukesh. Shot up for Yakutat by Trinity Jackson. Misses from the free throw line. They still have a 2-point lead. Next one's up, and the lead stays at two as she misses a pair. Rebound cleared off by number 33, just came in, Shea Jensen. Back in again, now over on the left side. Long three put up from the left-hand baseline by Angoon, number 14, Kiara Kukesh. Kiara's shot misses, rebound cleared off at the top of the circle by Yakutat. They'll turn around as we near the two-minute mark. Yakutat will bring it down. They set up for a long three on the left side, right side by Shea Jensen. Shea's shot misses, rebound cleared off, Angoon. Jolynn Peck-Trippi brings it down for Angoon. Works it down inside. Oh, my goodness. And Tasha Heumann had a wide-open shot. She missed it. She puts her head down between her hands and just went, oh, I can't believe I did that. But she did. Yakutat will come down, but they're going to throw it away. As Trinity Jackson tries to go to Rose Fraker, comes off her hands, out of bounds, into the foyer. And it'll be Angoon ball in backcourt. It'll be inbounded now for the gals in white by Jolynn Peck-Trippi. Jolene goes to Cheyenne Kukesh. She'll bring it down, set up the play. As Carmelita Estrada is on the bench now. Carmelita off and setting up the play for Angoon. Now we go over to Kiara. Kiara to Samara. Back out. Now we go to Cheyenne as the three Kukesh girls handle the ball. Back to Cheyenne. Tries to pass it underneath to Tasha Heumann. Passes over Tasha's head. She can't quite handle it. Nadine Grossbreaker was there to block, but it comes off the fingers of Heumann, and it'll be turnover by Angoon. Ball in backcourt by Yakutat as they are up 8-6 with the two-point lead. We've got a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30. We'll take a break in the action with a minute and a half to go. It's Yakutat 8, Angoon 6 in ladies' competition back in 30 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, back in action now is Yakutat with the two-point lead in a very low-scoring first quarter. It's going to break that to a four-point lead. It's coming down as Trinity Jackson. She gets her first two in the book, and it's now 10-6. We're down to about a minute and a half here in the first quarter action as Samara Kukesh has the ball for Angoon in white. Heading right to left, she'll go over to Cheyenne Kukesh. Cheyenne back on the right side. She gives off to Jolynn Peck-Trippi, and Jolynn drives the lane. Shot misses, rebound cleared off by Yakutat. Yakutat will bring it down, and it'll be Kim Buehler. And they throw it away. Turnover, Yakutat. Angoon with ball in backcourt. They trail by 4, 10-6. Bringing it down to set it up is Cheyenne Kukesh again. She comes across the timeline. Now looks over in the left-hand corner. Samara was there all by herself on the baseline. I don't think she saw her. Back she'll go out to Peck-Trippi. Peck-Trippi right-hand high post. Back to Kukesh on the right side. Now to Tasha Heumann, who comes out from underneath. Tasha will work it in. Now down in the ball game, Frances Down gets the ball. She tries to put it up. It's blocked by Fraker. Causes a turnover. Outlet pass goes over to Buehler. Buehler will bring it down for Yakutat. They're up 10-6. First quarter action down to less than a half a minute as Fraker has it on the far side. Back out top of the key. It's going to be Trinity Jackson. Jackson works it in the paint. Rose Fraker. Fraker tries to put it up. Does. No good. Rebound. Goes over to Angoon. Peck-Trippi lays it up off the glass. Off balance shot. And that's going to be the buzzer. That'll end our first quarter with Yakutat with a four-point lead, 10-6, in a very slow starting first quarter of ladies action here. We're going to take a one-minute break in gold medal action. Be back in 60 seconds with quarter number two.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
And back with the Akatet to start out the second quarter as they bring it down and almost lose the ball. Nice recovery down on the baseline. Now they'll bounce pass in underneath. That is Cheyenne Latu in. Cheyenne tries to bounce pass that outside. Shot put up, no good. Rebound cleared off by Angoon. Now stolen by Lorena Williams back in. She's going to come down on the right side. Now she holds things up. Latu in the lane. Nice move as Latu on the give and go. Oh, and misses the bunny. And that was passed over to Kim Bueller back in. And with a four-point lead, Yakutat had a chance to make it six. Angoon recovers the bad shot. And come down, they'll go to Tasha Human underneath the bucket. Tasha comes down to Francis down. Her shot misses. Peck Trippy picks it up. Her pass misses. Peck Trippy picks it up, and her shot misses. And Yakutat with the rebound and coming down. Trinity Jackson will try to go over to Kim Bueller. Bad pass, and Yakutat throws it away. Now coming to sit down is going to be Cheyenne Kukesh along with Samara Kukesh. And let's see, Kiara Kukesh, Francis down, Tasha Human, back in Zaya Freyer now. That's who came off the bench, Rangoon. She set the play down. She goes over and gives it off to Jolien Peck-Trippy. Back out top of the key to Freyer. Now to Kiara Kukesh, right side, back to Peck-Trippy. Long three, left side, that's up in, and Jolien gets in the scorebook with the three. And now it's 10-9, a one-point game. Yakutat with the lead, brings it down. And Lorena Williams, who took a break in the second half of the first quarter, comes down. She gives off to Marina Miller in. Now to Trinity Jackson. Back out on the right side. Three-point attempt up by Kim Bueller. Her shot misses. Conversion attempt underneath by Williams. No good. Rebound goes over to Tasha Human. Human to Peck-Trippy. Peck-Trippy to Kukesh. Back underneath to Tasha Human, who was trying to break from the right side into the lane. Stolen right away by Lorena Williams. Lorena will bring it down for Yakutat. Now works it inside. That one passed off to Trinity Jackson. Drives around. Buzzer. Oh, okay, we've got substitution as Nadine Fraker comes in for Latu. And underneath their own bucket, it'll be Yakutat. Trying to put it up is Lorena Williams. Shot misses, and rebound is cleared off on a bad shot. Goes over to Peck-Trippy for Angoon. She'll bring it down straight away to the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side. Back out now as she comes over to Zara Fair. Fair on the right-hand dribble. Moves out towards center court. Now over to Peck-Trippy, left side. Peck-Trippy just made a three a minute ago. Jolien passes over to Tasha Human. Gets a pair. So Tasha now has her third point, and it's 11-10 with our first lead change as Angoon is up by one. Other direction we go, and they try. Yakutat tries to work it down on the baseline to Kim Bueller. Kim's loses handle on it, but it came off of Angoon. Now let's see who's coming out. Number one and can't see her number. Number five. So for Yakutat, Miller's out and Bueller's out. I'll pick up who came in as we get a two-pointer put up by Yakutat. and that's Lorena. So they get two more, and it's a 12-11, our second lead change. Back we go, Angoon direction. And it's a 12-11, one-point game, favor of Yakutat. Tasha Humans going to try and flip that lead change around, but her shot from the right side misses. Blocked away. I think Yakutat slapped out of bounds. And coming out is going to be Francis Down. Back in for Angoon is Gabby Frank. And it will be Angoon's ball in as Peck Trippi will throw it in. She goes into Patricia O'Brien's, who came in a minute ago for Angoon. O'Brien back to Peck Trippi. Peck Trippi right on one dribble, holds it up. Back out now to Kira Kukesh, left side. They work it back out, long three, left side by Peck Trippi. Think she traveled with it. So that'll turn it over, and it'll be...
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Kootsnawu Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Kootsnawu, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Kootsnawu Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
All right, Yakutat with a one-point lead. Brings it down. Oh, nice give and go. As now they have that lead up to three. As Angoon missed the shot, and Yakutat brings it down, and a quick pass off to Trinity Jackson. She gets her fourth point of the second quarter. And now we have a 14-11 three-point lead. And we got a little break in the action. We'll keep it right here. So little shop talk with our problems with the phone line. And I was talking to some people yesterday after the games when they grabbed them. So everybody that's listening goes, well, now we know what the drill is when we hear that beep, beep, beep. And they know that we'll be right back. So we are in the middle of loser out competition, game number two of this Thursday of gold medal. We've got eight games today. And next game up at 1 o'clock will be C competition with Cluck One and Metlakatla. And then our 2:30 game this afternoon to wrap up the four loser out games will be B competition with Haynes and Angoon. So right now the ladies are battling it out in the slow first quarter. It was 10-6 at the end of the first quarter. First half, I meant to say. End of the first quarter, it was 10-6. Right now, as we're 3 minutes into the second quarter, it's 14-11. Angoon trailing by three, and they'll have the ball to bring it in backcourt. And bringing it down will be Cheyenne Kukesh. Cheyenne over on the far side. Dow passes off, gives it to Kiara Kukesh. Back over to Samara Kukesh as the Kukesh girls pass it around, but then they lose it, throw it away, and we come down. And this bucket on the right side baseline on a quick break by Yakutat gives Janie Jensen the chance to get the scorebook, and she does. And now it's 16-11 as Yakutat comes up with a five-point lead. Trying to cut that down with a long three from the right side is Cheyenne Kukesh for Angoon. Shot misses, rebound put back up for two by Gabby. No, won't go. Gabby Frank shot misses. Back we go the other way. Lorena Williams, top of the key, tries a three for Yakutat. Missed shot picked up underneath by Kiara Kukesh. I'm not sure what the call is, but it's going to give Angoon the ball in backcourt. So they'll outlet it. Goes in to Cheyenne Kukesh. Pass in from Samara Kukesh. Cheyenne sets it up. Samara gives a screen. Cheyenne passes over. to Zara Fair. Zara, far side, tries to pass over. That was intended for Cheyenne Kukesh on the near side. Broken up by number five, Kim Bueller for Yakutat. So it'll be Angle Mall in, near side, front court. She's going to go straight away into Kiara Kukesh. Kiara tried to turn around and give it to Tasha Human. Bad pass, turns it back over to Yakutat, and the Yakutat gals have come down. They're going left to right here in this second quarter. And a loose ball finally picked up by Trinity Jackson. Jackson over on the far side to Kim Bueller. Bueller, left side, long pass all the way to the right side to Lorena Williams. Feet underneath. Bounce pass back out from the baseline. Off to Janie Jensen. Jensen tries to drive in. Marina Miller coming back in for Yakutat. Going to sit down, Lorena Williams. Ball out of bounds, and it'll be inbounded in backcourt by Angoon. 16-11. They trail by five. Down to the three-minute mark of the second quarter. Angoon now with the possession, looking to get some scores to close that gap. So we go to halftime. It'll be Kiara Kukesh to Samara Kukesh. Over to Zara Fair. Back underneath, shot misses. Going up to try and get it. Cheyenne Kukesh can't handle it. Rebound cleared off. Yakutat down on the near side. They go to Trinity Jackson. Jackson over to Miller. Miller back out to Nadine Fraker. Ball knocked away. Got a hand on it. Was number five, Cheyenne Kukesh. Possession still will belong to Yakutat. Now coming back in for the gals in black is Cheyenne Latu. Outlet pass goes into Nadine Fraker. Now to Latu. Right hand high post. Latu turns around and puts it up just like that. And Cheyenne gets her first 2 points, and it's 18-11. Now with the biggest lead of the ball game as Yakutat is over Angoon. Coming down as we near the 2 minute mark. Angoon will go down and they turn it away. So this is bad luck back and forth as turnovers and shots made on the turnovers is going to give Yakutat a 9 point lead. As on the break and the stolen ball, Trinity Jackson gets her 8th point of the ball game, and it's 20-11 as we're down to a minute and 50. Back we go, Angoon in white, going right to left. It'll be Cheyenne Kukesh. Give it off to Fair. Fair down in the left corner to Samara Kukesh. Samara says, I'm going to do some damage here. And she gets a three, so it's 20-14. That brings Angoon back within six. And Yakutat will bring it down court. Nadine, right side, dribbles down, passes in, shot from left side up, misses. Up by Trinity Jackson, rebound scuffled over, whistle and a foul. Foul is going to go against as number 1 and 32 come back in for Angoon. That'll be Carmelita Estrada and Tasha Human. Tasha got a break. Carmelita was out quite a while in that first half as the outlet pass goes in. That foul is against number 22. Gabby Frank, who's back in. Outlet pass for Yakutat in. Now we got a whistle and another foul as the play is broken up. And that'll turn it over to Angoon as Cheyenne Latu gets her first foul. And Angoon will bring it down with a minute and 20 to go. They trail by six. Carmelita Estrada, right side, drives in the lane. She stumbles, almost travels, loses the ball, turns it over all the way down, coast to coast, lays it up in. And that's another two easy points for Kim Bueller as she actually gets her first two in the game, and it's 22-14 as Yakutat back with the 8 point lead. Back we go, Samara Kukesh to Tasha Human. Carmelita Estrada, turnaround jumper in the paint, put up very weak by Gabby Frank. Shot misses, rebound. Yakutat, fast break all the way down, first shot up, misses. On the conversion, Nadine Fraker. I don't know if she got the shot up before the whistle or not. Let's see the Score is still 22-14 on the board as the official hollers out over to the scoreboard, and it's going to be a whistle and a foul against Angoon. That'll be foul number two on Samara Kukesh. And that will bring Angoon to the free throw line as Kim Buehler, who has 2 points in the game so far with a field goal, puts up her first free throw. She now has three, and she has four. She gets a pair, and there's our 10-point lead, 24-14. As we're down to 36 seconds, back we go. Angoon direction. They're going to work it down on the left baseline to Samara Kukesh. Samara puts up a three from the left corner. Shot misses. Rebound over to Yakutap, but they lose it out of bounds, and so the inbounds pass will go to Carmelita for Angoon. They're going to work it in. A nice give by Carmelita over to Samara Kukesh, and Samara gets a bucket. It's 24-16, so that cuts the lead to 8 as we're down to 15 seconds. Back we come, closing in on halftime. Yakutap with the ball to Nadine Fraker, right-hand baseline. She'll come out and give off to Miller. Miller, top of the key, over to Jackson. Jackson gives on the left side to Fraker, and there's the buzzer as the three-pointer from the left side missed, and Angoon gets it quickly out to Samara Kukesh. She tries a three, won't go. It wouldn't have got there in time anyway. So our halftime score, Yakutat, 24-16 for Angoon. We'll take a 90-second break and come back with a quick recap as we're ready to go into third-quarter action. It's ladies' competition coming your way from the 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament at George Houston Gym at JDHS. Back in 90 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juno Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, halftime recap here in the second game of today's action in women's competition. Angoon. Angoon has individually Carmelita Estrada, no score. She was in Zara Freyer. Fair, no score for Zaya. Cheyenne Kukesh was in as well. She wasn't able to score. Samara Kukesh picked up 5 points on a three and a two. Kiara Kukesh had two. And then we go with Gabby Frank, who had three, a two, and one from the free throw line. Tasha Heumann had three in the game, and also Jolynn Peck-Trippi contributed three. That was their 16. For Yakutat, who leads at halftime, 24-16, 4 points go to Kim Buehler, 8 points to Trinity Jackson, the high scorer in the game so far, 6 points to Lorena Williams, two to Rose Fraker, and Cheyenne Latu has two, as does Janie Jensen. That's it. Halftime, we're going to take a two-minute break and come back with the third quarter action live from the George Houston Gymnasium at JDHS.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, welcome back to the Juno Douglas campus and the George Houston Gymnasium. Mike Clasby bringing you gold medal play-by-play on this 75th year. Great tribute to the Juno Lions Club, who sponsored this all these years. They actually own the rights to the longest living sponsored athletic activity in the entire world, sponsored by Lions Clubs. And the International Lions Club's been here this week. They're taking films and interviews, and they're going to make a big presentation in Australia this year for the International Lions Club Convention and pay a big tribute to our local Lions Club right here. So we're ready to go now for the second half action of Loser Out Ladies Competition. Next game up at 1 o'clock will be C competition with Kluckwan and Metlakatla going at it. We'll bring that to you right here as we're back in action for the third quarter. Yakutat with the lead, 24-16, up by 8. They change directions and now go right to left at the George Houston Gym. And they're going to start off immediately as they pass off to Janie Jensen. And Jensen gets 2. That's her fourth point. Now at 26-16, and Yakutat has a 10-point lead. Back we go the other direction for Angoon. It'll be Cheyenne Kukesh. Set up to play, top of the key. She'll go to Peck Trippi, who drives around from the left-hand high post down to the right-hand baseline for a layup and misses it. Rebound cleared off and a fast break for Yakutat. Pass all the way down to Nadine Fraker. Can't hang on to it, and we get back-to-back turnovers. And it'll be Angoon to bring it back down court. And setting up the play this time will be Cheyenne Kukesh at the top of the key. Dribbles back and forth, now gets a screen left side. She's going to shoot a 3 off the glass to the right of the rim. Cleared off by Nadine Fraker. And here comes Kluckwan with a 10-point lead moving down the court. Nadine will bring it across the timeline. Now she gets a screen, drives right. Holds up in three-point land. Comes back over and gives off to Janie Jensen in. Jensen back over to Bueller. Bueller left side, nice move. She just makes a nice pass inside. And Trinity Jackson is all by herself, and she gets her 10th point of the ball game, and it's 28-16. And another 3 is coming right back to answer on that one. Kiara Kukesh, she gets a 3, and it's a 28-19 now, 9-point lead. And she had a nice 3 from the right side. Nothing but net. Now we go back with Nadine Fraker on the left side. Into Jensen. Jensen, turn around from the lane, goes up, no good. Rebound cleared off by Tasha Heumann. Heumann will give over to Cheyenne Kukesh to bring it down for Angoon, going left to right. Back over on the near side to Peck Trippi. Peck Trippi sets it up top of the key, now dribbles over left, comes back right, gives off to Cheyenne Kukesh. Kukesh gets the screen, can't get in the lane, but turns around and passes off on the screen as she goes to Gabby George Frank, and her shot misses. She set the screen, then reversed right, got the pass, missed the shot. Rebound, Yakutat. will come down, and Trinity Jackson will drive to the right. Gives back off to Bueller. Bueller, left-hand high post, looking inside. Nobody's open. Now she'll drive the lane. Bounce pass on the baseline. Nadine Fraker. Nadine can't shoot. Back she goes to Jensen. Janie Jensen drives in. Janie's shot misses. A very animated couple of officials here when they give their signals. So that foul is going to go against Kiara Kukesh, who gets her first foul of the game. And that brings Janie Jensen to the free throw line. She has 4 points on two twos. Her first attempt from the charity stripe is up and misses. They have a 28-19 9-point lead. Substitution now coming in for Angunas, Samantha Rainey. Rainey's not been in yet. So another shot from the free throw line, and that misses as Jensen misses a pair. Yakutat gets the rebound. Loose ball now. Who's going to come up with it? We have almost three jump balls. The ball squirted away all three times. And calling a timeout with this scattered passes all over the place. It's going to be a 30 called by Yakutat. So 28-19, Yakutat leads. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
And Yakutat will inbounds in on the far side, goes into Kim Bueller. Bueller will come out. Oh, boy, she almost drug her pivot foot as she dribbled once, stopped, and went to pass. Couldn't pass where she wanted to go, but she saves it and gives off to Shay Jensen. Jensen shoots a three from the left side. Jensen's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Angoon. Angoon down by nine. They're going to come down and start shooting threes. Tech Trippy from the right side. Three-pointer miss. Rebound cleared off by Yakutat. Coming down now to set it up will be Kim Bueller on the left side. Bueller passes down Nadine Fraker on the left-hand baseline. She dribbles out twice, gets it back to Lorena Williams inside. Williams back in. She'll put up a two-pointer from the right side. That one misses. Now coming up with the ball, Janie Jensen. Jensen thinks about shooting, doesn't. Goes back out, gives off to Bueller. Bueller, top of the key, passes right back to Jensen. Jensen to Nadine Fraker. On the right side. Now they go and give it back over to Shay Jensen. Both Jensen girls in. Back to Bueller. Bueller right side as the Yakutat girls move it around. They lead 28-19. Now it's taken right out of the hands of Jensen by Peck Trippy, and Peck Trippy will give it off to Cheyenne Kukesh. That was just a look in the face, grab the ball, steal it away, pass it, and we'll get two. 28-21. Angoon back within seven. Now we go back the other direction as Bueller brings it across for Yakutat. Drives the baseline, bounce pass inside. Nice one to Janie Jensen. Janie Jensen gets her 6 point of the ball game. And it's 30-21. They're back with a 9-point lead. Now we go the other way for Angoon. Work it inside. Tasha Human tries to put it up, and that's stolen right out of Tasha's hands by Lorena Williams. Lorena's going to go down all the way. Holds up now. Thought she was going to go down and shoot a three. Tries to pass on the baseline. Now we have a big crash as Tasha Human goes after Shay Jensen trying to receive the ball, and they both end up on the floor over by coach's office. Now 1-12 coming in. That's Marnie Miller, Marina Miller, and Trinity Jackson back in for Yakutat. So that foul was going to be against Tasha Human. She picks up her first, and Yakutat will inbound it under their own bucket, and they lose it away straight away as they went right straight to Shay Jensen. She tried to bounce pass. Actually, that was Janie Jensen, tried to bounce pass it in. And it's going to be Angoon's ball. They trail 30-21 here, 9 points down. And now they're going to throw it away as they go to Samantha Rainey, who just came in a little bit ago. Samantha loses the ball over on the near side. So it'll be Yakutat ball in backcourt. Outlet pass goes in from Marina Miller. She goes to Kim Bueller, who will set it up top of the key back to Miller. They move it around the right side. Now they're going to just circle around over there. Bounce pass back top of the key as Lorena Williams comes out from underneath. She thinks about three, won't take it, passes it right smack into the hands of Fayer back in. Fayer gives it away to Cheyenne Kukesh. Kukesh will bring it down for Yakutat to Rainey. Back out Kukesh from three, top of the key, off the glass, won't go, hits the side of the rim. Cleared off on the near side by Yakutat. Trinity Jackson will set up the play now. She brings it over left, now goes top of the key, dribbles all the way around right, going to jump pass inside. Nice play. Very good heads-up ball as Trinity Jackson goes to Bueller. Bueller gets two, and it's 32-21, the biggest lead of the game now as Yakutat is up by 11. So we'll go down Angoon way, see if they can put together some plays to try and get back in her. Ramey with the ball. Back to Kukesh. Now Ramey gets an outlet pass from inside the paint. She'll shoot up a 12-foot shot from the right side. That misses. Air ball was way short. Back we go Yakutat direction is Lorena Williams. We'll pass it down in the right-hand corner. Can't shoot, so she'll come out to Jackson. Jackson back to Miller. Back to Jackson. Long three. Right side. Air ball. Out of bounds. That'll bring Angoon in backcourt to hand it in. Looks like Lorena Williams is going to sit down for Yakutat. See who came in for as we bring the ball down for Angoon. They go over on the far side to Kiara Kukesh. Kukesh can't handle the pass to her, so back-to-back turnovers. And it'll be Yakutat ball in backcourt as Miller will come into Bueller. Bueller taking her time, bringing it down as we're down to 2 minutes and 15 in quarter number three with a 32-21, 11-point lead for Yakutat over Angoon in girls basketball competition. Trinity Jackson to Fraker. Fraker passes inside. I think Zara Fayer is going to get a whistle and a foul. Yep, she does, and that's her first one. And that will actually bring Yakutat to the free throw line. It'll be Shay Jensen. Jensen has yet to score. Well, just as the minute I said it, she makes that first free throw. So she's got one now, and it's a dozen-point lead now, 33-21. She's going to set for her second. Pushes off, up in, and good. She's a very nice free-throw shooter. That is easy, 34-21. So it looks like, unless Angoon can come up with something to turn this around in the fourth quarter, we're 2.5 minutes away from quarter number four. They've got some work to do. At the top of the key for Angoon, who trails. They're going to work it around. They just looks like they're getting tired to me. Kiara Kukesh shoots one up, and that one's way off. Rebound cleared off by Nadine Fraker. Nadine will bring it over, give to Shay Jensen, who'll come across the timeline and set it up. She'll work it over to Jackson on the far side. Down in the corner, she gets tied up by Zara Fayer. And they try and pass it underneath. Goes away. That pass was intended for Trinity Jackson. Trinity couldn't handle the pass, and so now it'll be Angoon coming the other direction. Tasha Human back in will handle the ball on the left side for Angoon. Brings it out top of the key. Looks left, passes right as she goes over to Patricia O'Brien. In now O'Brien in down on the baseline, and she wasn't paying attention to where she was. She was out of bounds when she received the pass. So that's a turnover for Angoon. They'll let pass in to Nadine Fraker as we under the two-minute mark. Fraker will bring it down, top of the key, over to Jackson. Bounce pass. Now works it into Latu. Cheyenne tries to shoot it up. Ball's knocked away, and she'll go to the free throw line. Whistle and a foul, and that's going to be, let's see who that's going to be on. Number 21, which is Patricia O'Brien, who just came in. So she gets in the scorebook right away. Latu, right-hand shot, up in and good. And Cheyenne has three in the ballgame. 35-21, 14-point lead. Will it be 15? Cheyenne takes her time, dribbles a couple times, up in and rolls off to the right. Rebound cleared off, however, by Yakutat, but a whistle and a foul, and that will go against Yakutat. Well, that's going to be Nadine Fraker to get the whistle on the attempted recovery of the missed free throw. And it turns it over to Angoon. Angoon will come down, and they'll just turn around and travel with it. Turn it over to Yakutat. So back-to-back turnovers with a score of 35-21, a 14-point lead for Yakutat. Gives Yakutat the ball as we near the one-minute mark of quarter number three. On the right-hand dribble, over to the far side is Trinity Jackson. Over to the left side to Latu. Latu to Nadine Fraker. Shot up, left-hand baseline, won't go. A conversion attempt up by Jackson, misses. Rebound, double team is coming down. It's Kukesh trying to hit Fair on a fast give-and-go break from half court. But the pass was a little hard, and Fair was going a little too fast. She couldn't have stopped if she'd got the pass anyway. So that turns it back over to Yakutat, and we're down to 45 seconds as Nadine Fraker will bring it down for Yakutat, who have a 14-point lead, 35-21, and now 37-21 as Latu gets a couple. And it's 16-point lead as we go the other direction. Angoon with the ball. Nearing the end of the third quarter. Oh, my goodness. Got up, put a finger on it, put it straight up in the air as Trinity Jackson got a handle. Picking it up, however, is Angoon. Now they try a short shot from the right side, but it won't go. You can hear the crowd firing up now for Yakutat. Back we go to Nadine Fraker. Nadine goes over and gives away to Janie Jensen, and there's the buzzer, and that's going to end our third quarter with Yakutat up by a score of 37-21. We'll take a one-minute break and come back for the final quarter. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball over KINY.
Gold Medal Basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. Hey there, movers and shakers. At Kuchnawoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Kuchnawoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Kuchnawoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Sorry, I thought I was on. All right, welcome back to the gym here as we go into fourth quarter action between Yakutat and Angoon in ladies competition, loser-out style. Looks like Angoon is going to have to come up with a little fourth quarter miracle here if they want to stay in the tournament. 37-21, they trail by 16 points. and first possession. Angwood will have it, and of course, right away they turn it over, and that is not going to help them get back in this ballgame. Going right to left, it'll be Nadine Fraker to come down for Yakutat with the lead. They work it over in the far corner to Janie Jensen, and it's knocked away out of bounds. Goes out in the foyer towards Glacier Ave. It came off of Angoon, so it'll be Yakutat ball in underneath their own bucket. They're going to work it in, down in the high post. Oh, nice give and go as Janie Jensen gives off to Nadine Fraker, and Rose Fraker picks up two in the fourth quarter. So it's now 39-21 as they stretch the lead, and we go the other way. And Angoon getting a little frazzled here now and making some silly plays as they throw it away. Back we go to Yakutat. Long three right side up off the rim. That one misses by Marina Miller, who'd like to get a three in the book. She'd actually like to get in there for once if she has not scored yet. Back we go the other way, and it'll be a three-pointer tried by Samara Kukesh for Angoon. Her shot misses from the left side. Ball goes over into the far corner. And they're going to say last to touch it was. Now, each girl thinks it's their ball. The officials now, one looks to the other. Now they get a confirmation that it came off of Angoon, so it'll be Yakutat ball in. Half-court pass over to Miller. Now on the near side, she'll come over and gives off to Shea Jensen. Jensen left side at the Yakutat end of the court, brings it back out to Miller. Miller drives around, then gives off to Janie Jensen. Jensen comes out to Nadine Fraker. Back to Janie on the left-hand baseline. Long pass over there. Back out, top of the key. Three-pointer put up by Shea Jensen. Her shot misses. Back we go, Miller. Miller now to Trinity Jackson back in. Now, Yakutat's just going to move it around. And a nice shot put up on the far side for Yakutat. Good for two. Let me catch who that was. That 2 points is going to belong to Shea Jensen. So Shea gets two. Now it's a 20-point lead. 21-41, and I'd say that pretty well puts Yakutat in command to know that they're going to play into the next game, and the Angoon girls will be out to join several other teams who are out of the tournament. Turnaround shot inside the lane. That went up by Tasha Human for Angoon, and her shot misses. On the scuffle for the rebound, ball's knocked away. Came off of Yakutat, so Angoon will get it back in their own bucket, and slapped away as trying to inbound it is Jolynn Tech-Trippi. She puts it up, and it's slapped right back into her hands, but she stepped into live-action court, and now she steps out and turns it back over to Yakutat. Yakutat will bring it in back court all the way to... Oh, it's stolen away by Kukesh. Now right back. Back-to-back-to-back turnover just like that. Now a jump pass inside as it almost went out of bounds, and picking it off is Samara Kukesh. She'll drive down, gives off in the lane to Tasha Human on the give-and-go. Tasha tries an off-balance shot, which goes over the rim, and it's picked off on the left-hand baseline by Nadine Fraker, who brings it down. Now goes to Jensen as a long pass into the right corner. Jensen's shot misses for Yakutat. Angoon is going to travel. Yep, traveling with it is Tech-Trippi. Turnover again. Those turnovers are killing the Angoon gals here. So it'll be Yakutat ball in, right in front of the Angoon bench. A couple substitutions from both sides coming in, and the inbounds pass will be thrown in now by Trinity Jackson. Jackson will go into Kim Buehler. Buehler will bring it down across the timeline, moves to the right side. We're into 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. 41-21. Ladies loser out competition as Yakutat has the big lead. Marina Williams has the ball. Marina can shoot some threes but decides not to. They'll move it down. Little fadeaway jumper on the left side as the baseline was wide open. Nadine Fraker was there. And Nadine will get a couple points here in the fourth quarter, and it's 43-21 as Yakutat continues to spread the lead to ensure their win. Now we go with Zara Fayer. Goes back out to Estrada. Carmelita passes in the lane, shots up, no good. That one put up by Frank. Rebound cleared off. Coming down, Yakutat. Buehler will set it up. Bueller goes to the top of the key, looks left, now dribbles right, coming out underneath Zadine Fraker, but she's a little slow, and they throw it right into the hands of Carmelita Estrada, who comes down and all by herself misses the bunny, completely off balance. Thank Angoon's little playmaker, Zara Fair, as she's right behind her. She'll pick up two. 43-23, and then Yakutat coming down and stolen away on, again immediately by Angoon's Zara Fair. So Zara gets the ball knocked away out of bounds on the far side, but came off of Yakutat, so she'll inbound it again. She comes in to Carmelita Estrada. Back to Fair. She's going to drive the lane left side, puts up a shot from 12, won't go. Follows her shot and gets her own rebound, puts it up and in and good. She's now got 4 points in the fourth quarter. Not near enough for Angoon, but that makes the score 43-25. An 18-point spread as Yakutat hangs on to the lead, and they bring the ball down. And they're going to try and pass down in the left-hand corner. That was Trinity Jackson to go to Nadine Fraker, but the pass was a little bit higher than Nadine could reach. Goes out of bounds, and Tasha Human will bring it in for Angoon. Inbound pass to Carmelita Estrada. Estrada back now over to Zara Fair. Back to Estrada to the right side. Hook pass inside. Whoops, slapped away. That was intended for Frank, but Frank couldn't get a handle on it, and stealing it away is Yakutat, and they're going to go down and give it to Lorena Williams, and Williams will come up, and she gets her 8th point and her first here in the second half, and it's 45-25 as Yakutat's back with a 20-point lead. Down to below 5 minutes, so we're gone beyond the half-point mark of quarter number four. Tasha Human outside for Angoon, throws it away into the hands of Nadine Fraker. Fraker now goes to Bueller, back to Fraker as they bring it down over on the left side. Oh, nice bounce pass all alone in the lane as Trinity Jackson passes it away, but Jensen misses the shot. Now gets it again underneath. This time she's going to shoot up from the right side, getting a hand on it, Tasha Human. Now we have a whistle as a scuffle for the rebound. Foul on the play. Foul will go against Angoon. Looks like Carmelita Estrada will get her first foul, and that'll be Yakutat's ball in there into the basketball court with their 20-point lead, and they're going to make it 22 as they go straight away into Lorena Williams. Nice little ball player for Yakutat. Lorena gets her 4th point in the fourth quarter. Back we go the other way. She makes it a 47-25, 22-point lead. And it'll be Kukesh to shoot it up from the right side from three. Samara's shot misses. Ball's knocked out of bounds to the far bleachers on the far side of the gym after the rebound on the missed three-pointer. Back we go, 47-25. 22-point lead as Nadine Fraker has the ball for Yakutat. She hangs on the ball. They hang on to the lead, and then they're going to try a three from the far side. That's an air ball. Puts her hand on her forehead. Said, I sure did miss that one, didn't I? Yes, you did, Kim Bueller. And now we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action with 3 minutes and 30 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 47-25. Yakutat up over Angoon and loser out ladies competition. Back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, welcome back to the George Houston Gym. Mike Clasby bringing you basketball action during the 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament here at Juneau Douglas campus, sponsored by the Lions Club from Juneau, who are going to get international recognition this year. Hosting the longest run athletic event sponsored by any Lions Club in the entire world, and there's thousands of them. Back we go into action as Angoon is trailing by 22 points. Zara Fair has the ball for Angoon. Girls in white moving left to right here at the gym. And she's going to try and pass it inside to Cheyenne Kukesh. Cheyenne trips up, but she does slap the ball out, back out to Fair. Now they work it inside the lane. Tasha Heumann puts a shot up. Tasha's shot misses. Rebound by Gabby Frank. She puts it up. Won't go. Back to Tasha Heumann. She puts it up. That one won't go. And unfortunately for Angoon, they've just been outplayed in this fourth quarter, especially. They trailed 37-21 at the end of the third quarter. Kind of they were hoping to get a little smart and get back in it, but nothing's gone their way now as we're down to 2.5 minutes. It'll be Lorena Williams with the ball for Yakutat. Passes over on the far side. She gives off to Miller. Miller comes out to midcourt. Bueller back over to Miller, top of the key. Now on the left side to Bueller. Back out. So Lorena Williams will get it on the left side. She's going to pack all the way up, pass all the way over to Miller on the far side. Now to Fraker. Back out to Bueller. We're just.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juneau Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JuneauAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juneau Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Okay, Mac, after a little unexpected break, 47-25, 22-point lead by Angoon in ladies' competition. I'm sorry, by Yakutat has the lead, and Yakutat will bring the ball in. They come into Lorena Williams. Lorena, top of the key, will go over to Bueller. Bueller now works it down underneath. They try to get into Cheyenne Latu, puts a shot up. She's going to be fouled, so she'll go to the free throw line. We're down to 1:07 left in this one. So Angoon will be out of the tournament, and Yakutat will advance, and let's see where they're going to go. Yakutat's going to go to the Friday 3 o'clock game. There's 4 games tomorrow, 4 games Saturday. That'll be our championship games. We'll bring you the rest of the tournament. As this is the first year that KINY has carried all 42 games, shot up in and good by Latu, as she gets a couple. And it's now a 49-25, 24-point lead. Coming back the other way as Roxanne Braley gets a little floor time. Oh, my goodness. Roxanne dribbles and gives off to Samara Kukath, who just puts it up like she shoots free throws or shoots three-pointers all day long. That's good, 49-28. Now we're down under a minute, and Yakutat with the ball comes over on the near side. They'll give to Kim Bueller. Bueller will just hold it up. Now she's walking with it to give to an official. Somebody must have traveled or there's a foul. I didn't pick it up. We're down to 30 seconds. So I'm going to take a 30-second break here for a quick Adam. Then I'm going to come back and do a quick recap. Then we're going to go back to KINY, and we'll have news and other things coming your way during the break. Shot put up, and that one is good by Latu as she gets the final two probably for Yakutat. 51-28 now. We go down to Tasha Heumann, who tries a shot from the right corner, gets blocked, shot. Misses by a long shot, and Short shot misses by a long shot. Is that a contradiction? Anyway, that's the end here. The buzzer, it's 51-28 as Angoon loses this one. I'll be back in 30 seconds with your recap.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
All right, we'll take it back here, folks, as a quick recap in the individual scoring. Then we're going to take a long break here before our next game. For Angoon, who gets knocked out of the tournament on this one, Carmelita Estrada, usually a very good playmaker and a good starter for Angoon. She played a lot less than she usually does. She was scoreless in this game. 4 points go to Zara Fair. She picked those up in the fourth quarter. 2 points to Cheyenne Kukesh. That was in the third quarter. 8 points to Samara Kukesh, who had five in the first half, came back with three in the second. That makes her the high point scorer for Angoon, who suffered throughout this whole game. 5 points go to Kiara Kukesh. 3 points for the last three gals. That's Gabby Frank had three. Tasha Human had three. Jolynn Peck-Trippi had three. And Frances Down, who was in, was scoreless. Looking at the winners here in this one, Yakutat, Marina Miller went scoreless in this game. She was in and out. Kim Buehler picked up 6 points in the ball game. Nadine Fraker only had two. That's unusual for Nadine. 10 points go to Trinity Jackson. Jackie Porter, I don't think, was in. Lorena Williams picked up 10. 4 points went to Rose Fraker. 9 points to Cheyenne Latu. That was a good scoring game for her. And Janie Jensen had six. Shea Jensen had two. Our quarter scores were like this, in case you missed the game. At the end of the first, Yakutat was up by 4, 10-6. Halftime, they were up by 8, 24-16. Third quarter, they were up by 16, 37-21. And the final score, 51-28, as they knock Angoon out. We're going to turn it back to KINY. We'll be back with the 2:30 game. It'll be B competition as Haynes and Angoon go at it once again and loser out. Competition for gold medal basketball action coming your way on KINY from the George Houston Gym. I'm Mike Clashby.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.